This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Brad Holmes speaks today. What do you want him to say? I want him to say, you know, I listen to Karsh and Anderson and I like the mock draft segment. You think he'll say that?
You know, I listened the other day and I said, I want to eat that.
He plays along with that. Are you going to eat that?
I would eat that. I mean, sometimes it's too much bacon, but I want to eat that.
So, Brad, there's an open invite to come sit down if you ever want to come in for like an hour, Brad Holmes, and just talk about stuff.
The underscore homie.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Thomas in Detroit. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are we doing, sir?
I think I'm doing good. First off, I think the Lions should do whatever they got to do to get Mike McDaniels in the building. To work with that offense, so Dan Campbell can free himself up to observe the overall look at the team.
Yeah.
I think Brad Holmes needs to acknowledge what he needs to do to rebuild that interior line and the defensive line, because the games is won in the trenches. And what pisses me off the last couple of weeks is these people coming down on Shep. Aaron Glenn got that same criticism his first 2 years. And so that, you know, close to the end of the year when the team started getting it together, when they could have made the playoffs, when they beat Green Bay, they gave Aaron Glenn that same kind of hell. At the end of the day, you need better defensive personnel that he can work with. Of course, he probably need to change the stuff up, kind of learn what your players do best. Because I remember hearing an interview with Tyleek Williams, and I think he said he was more of a stunt technique lineman. And they ask him to do different things. So just try and work and see what your players do better.
Yeah, Thomas, I don't think that there are too many people calling for the replacement of Calvin Shepard. There's been some,
there's a little bit of it.
I think it's understood.
It's been a few calls.
Hey, I can only speak to what happens between 10 and 2, and I think we've gotten like 2 or 3 texts, and that's it. Maybe a call or two, but it isn't an overwhelming number. But sure, I mean, look, there's... I'm patient with Calvin Shepard. I think that if we've made it here to Thursday and he hasn't been replaced, I think there's a really good chance he's coming back next year, and they probably want to see what he can do with a healthy defense. I like what you had to say about what you hope Brad Holmes says, and it falls in line with what I hope he says. I hope he says, and I doubt he'll go this far, but we need to bring in a veteran center that can anchor our offensive line. Because there's a couple things that you always have to remember is anything they say might impact guys who are currently on the roster, who might be counted on at some point. So if you basically come out and say, we want to go get a veteran center. Well, if you can't get that guy, what of that message did you send to the guys that are going to have to fill in and do it, right? So that's what I'd like him to say. I suspect he probably won't, but I want the implication. I use the word implication at the beginning. I want the implication because that is the one position on this team I don't want to see filled by a draft pick.
Offensive line?
Yeah, basically center.
I'd love for them to be able to afford the center if he becomes available. If Lindenbaum is available, I'd love to see him go ahead and afford him. But
if he becomes available,
there's two things. Yeah, he has to be available, first of all. And second of all, do you have the money freed up or can you free up the money to get him? And there are ways to do it. They might be uncomfortable, but you can do it.
248-539-9797. We go to Nick and Shelby. You're next. Hello, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going great.
Good. So my biggest thing, there's a couple points I like to make, is obviously we want to free up some cap space. I don't know, some people are not going to be happy about it, but I think to me is Jared Goff. Can we restructure his contract? Obviously, if he's going to be here longer term, I still think he's the guy. I still think he can bring us to the Super Bowl. He's not the main problem. There's some things he needs to do better. But he's not the main problem. Secondly, is figure out, is Ragnow going to be a guy that could possibly come back? Is he going to make a comeback? And the other thing is Deckard. What's going to happen with those two? We need to know that more sooner than later.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was, just real quick to follow up on that, I thought it was really telling that Dan Campbell acknowledged that pretty outwardly on Monday when he met with the media. Hey, we're not going to get caught with our pants down here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Correct.
Yep.
Thirdly, I love Mike McDaniel. I think as the Dolphins just fired him, I think he's a guy you got to think about. Would he want to be an OC? Would he take that kind of a job? I think that would be another guy that we really need to look into.
Well,
and I like Shepard. I think Shepard's a good, still has a DC.
Shepard, we'll see with Shepard. I'm not sold on Shepard, and I'm also not going to be intoxicated by his meetings with the media. I think he's really fun to listen to, but you know, that doesn't mean he's a great coach, and I've fallen for that before. Guys who are good with the media, oh, he's a good coach because he tells you a lot of stuff. You learn a lot, but that doesn't mean they're a good coach. His news conferences I find very entertaining and insightful. But as far as Mike McDaniel's concerned, like this is a call I really hope they make and just say, hey, look, got it. You want to be a head coach? I'd want to be a head coach too if I'm here. But if you don't get that job this cycle, hey, guess what? You come up here, you're the offensive coordinator for Goff, LaPorta, Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Gibbs, Montgomery. You know what you're going to do? You're going to kill it. And then you're going to turn around and get that head coaching job you want.
Yeah, and they're going to lean on Hank Fraley to get the offensive line right.
Yeah, yep.
And that has to happen.
248-539-9797. Brad Holmes speaks today at 4 o'clock. What can he say that makes you say, there you go, Brad. That's what I'm talking about. We go to Tom and Clinton. You're next. Hi, Tom.
Hey, this is Tom from Quincy. How you guys doing?
Okay, Tom, you might need to take us off speaker because there's a lot of background noise.
Okay, hold on a second.
All right, while you're doing that, I'll read some texts. as they come in. I want to hear some humility from Brad just so he realizes his mistakes, just to know he realizes his mistakes.
All right. Can you hear me?
We can.
That's from an unnamed texter, by the way. And yes, Tom, we got you now. Much better.
Oh, all right. Great. Hey, yeah. So I'm the guy who wears Ragnow's jersey every time the Lions play. I am a fan of this guy. He's irreplaceable. However, that being said, that's what trades are for. The draft only goes so deep. I mean, you're prepping guys. Let's face it. On the line, it's hard to come out of college and go into the pros. You got to trade up. You got to beef up that line. You got to open those holes so that running game can come around. And I've got a fog story, if and when you want to hear that.
Well, hold on. So you want him to say that he's going to trade up to address the line?
Yes, I want that line. I want that to be a mountain on that line. I don't want anybody to hurt our quarterback, and I want those holes to get broken open so our running backs can do their jobs.
Interesting. Okay. What's your fog story?
All right, so my fog story is 2 days ago. I'm recently retired. I'm fortunate enough. I'm 58. I'm retired. I have an 83-year-old aunt, my dad's sister, one of the only two that are still alive. She calls me up 2 days ago. She goes, Thomas, I got to pick up my prescriptions at Walmart. I want to know if you could take me. I said, sure, Aunt Teresa, I can take you. She goes, well, while we're there, I'm going to need to get groceries too. I said, okay. I said, how about we do it tomorrow at noon? And she goes, fine. So yesterday comes. I get all dressed and shaved and get ready to head out the door. She calls me up. She says, my girlfriend called. She wants to go to lunch. I'm going to cancel. I'm going to go have lunch with her. I'm like, okay. And I go home. Later on, I see my wife. I said, I've never been dumped by an 83-year-old woman before, but that's my fog story. All because of the fog is why I got dumped by my 83-year-old aunt.
You got dumped because she wanted to go out to lunch with her friend.
Right, right. Exactly. But originally, it all started, she wanted me to take her for the fog. No problem, Aunt Teresa. I'll take you.
Okay.
But the following day, the fog lifted a little, and she's like, it's not that bad. I can get through it. And I'm like, oh, all right. No problem, Aunt Teresa. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Well, he's willing to take care of his aunt. Yeah.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.